Hello, and welcome to Reading the Library Book. My name is Emily, and I read to you one chapter of the book at a time. Currently still called the Library Book, but leaning towards Leandra and the Global Library. The poll on the website has Leandra and the Global Library leading in the polls. So if you'd like to make an alternate suggestion, please let me know. Meanwhile, I'm bringing to you Chapter 21, which is called Waterways Main Library. When we emerged on the other side of the Waterways Main sign, we were inside the library, standing before a big circular desk at which sat a very stern-looking woman. She wore a white cardigan and a pair of reading glasses around her neck. Her hair was wrapped in a tight bun right at the top of her head. She looked like you could calibrate a protractor by her body. She was so symmetrical. Eamon gave a friendly wave and called out, "Selim!" She eyed us suspiciously as we approached, then said sharply, "We do not have a children's room." Eamon frowned and said, "That is a shame. Children should always have a place in a library." She looked me up and down. "We don't get many children in here." I looked her in the eye and said, "I can see why." She drew back, astonished, and straightened her cardigan, which was already so straight that straightening it required unstraightening it and then straightening it again. "Let me see the hands," she said. Eamon looked at her.
"The hands?" he asked.
"The hands, the hands. We don't want any jam-covered fingers sticking our pages together."
"Oh," said Eamon. "We thought we would just wear our gloves to make sure that the oils did not damage the pages."
And he pulled out two pairs of pristine gloves and handed a pair to me. The desk librarian raised an eyebrow and then nodded curtly. "I see that you're prepared," she said. "Now, what are you here to see?"
"Well," said Eamon, "we are interested in getting a look at the following books."
And he pulled out a piece of paper on which he had scrawled a series of numbers. He pushed it across the desk to the woman who put her glasses on to examine it. She said, "All three of these are in the same section, which is lucky. You'll only need one boat."
"Oh, good," said Eamon.
"Do you have a boat reserved?" she asked.
"We do not," said Eamon. "Can you squeeze us in?"
She looked through a binder on the desk, running her finger down column after column. Then she turned around to look at the water behind her. It was hard to see beyond the desk. It was much taller than me. But Eamon leaned down to whisper to me,
"There are probably six boats back there."
She cast her eyes back and forth across the area, clucking her tongue.
"Do you think you might be able to find one?" asked Eamon.
"Well," she said, "we really do prefer to have reservations."
"I understand," said Eamon, soberly. As he leaned in to read the nameplate on her desk, "Ms. Axis, we are very sorry to disrupt the system."
"We must have order," she said.
"I agree completely," said Eamon. "And you have my word that the next time we come, we will make a reservation."
"I suppose I could give you the last-minute boat."
"Thank you so much."
"It's the one at the end. And you're going to need a map of the stacks. Do you know how to row a library boat?"
"I am sure we will be fine," said Eamon.
She looked through a stack of papers on her desk and produced a map, which she laid across the surface. She pointed to a semicircle shape in the middle and said, "This is where we are now." Then she moved her finger to a spot on the upper left corner. "That's where your section is. I don't have time to guide you right now."
"We do not need a guide. I have excellent map reading skills. How about you, Leandra?"
I agreed that I had excellent map reading skills. I had been navigating for my mom for years.
"See," said Eamon, "we will be just fine." The librarian sighed and stepped down from her chair and disappeared behind the desk. Then we heard her voice further along the curve of it saying, "Come on, then. I'll let you in and show you the boat." We started to move in the direction of her voice, though we couldn't see her. Then a gate in the desk popped open, and her head popped out. "Come on back," she said, and held the gate open for us. When we got to her, I was surprised to see that she was only a little taller than I was. I looked back to where she'd been sitting and saw that she had a very tall stool that gave her that imposing look. "Don't dawdle," she said sharply. Behind the desk was a small dock, at which were, as Eamon had said, about 6 boats. They were like no boats I'd ever seen, though. They were egg-shaped, like large brown eggs floating on their ends. There was a small cushioned seat and a tiny wheel across from it, like a funny combination of a boat and a car. She guided us to the side of the boat, then leaned over to open the door that sat low in the bottom of the egg shape. Eamon stepped on board and helped me step in before settling himself on the upholstered bench. I sat beside him. The librarian closed the door for us and gave the egg a little pat that seemed quite affectionate. Then she stood back and folded her arms. Eamon looked around at the dashboard of the boat. There were several dials and levers in addition to the wheel. He looked up at the librarian and asked, "Steam-powered?" She grunted. "It takes most people much longer than that to work it out."
"I read a lot," said Eamon.
She looked at me then. "Do you know how it works?" I shook my head and said I was looking forward to learning. She seemed satisfied with this answer and then nodded us off in the direction behind us and to the right. Eamon pulled a big lever down, and the boat began to make a bubbling noise, followed by the hiss of what must have been steam. Eamon pulled the boat out into the canal, and we headed in the direction the librarian had indicated. When she was behind us and out of sight, Eamon pulled out the map and handed it to me.
"See if you can work out where we are."
I looked around us. We were traveling along a canal lined on either side by bookshelves. The shelves seemed to stretch all the way up to the vaulted ceiling and down into the canal. They were all full of books, too, even the ones underwater. I looked at the map, and we seemed to be traveling along something called the Grand Canal West. It looked like we needed to take the left fork at the dialogue intersection and then curve around into the administration cul-de-sac.
"And that is where everything we need to see is," said Eamon.
We sailed past many books, some of which looked very enticing. If we'd been there for pleasure, I could have spent a long time looking at them. It was funny to be on water and surrounded by books. I usually did my best to keep liquid far away from books. I hadn't read in the bathtub after an unfortunate book in the bath accident a few years ago. We floated through shelf after shelf until we came to the cul-de-sac indicated on the map. We floated through it, looking at all the shelves, looking for the call numbers on the spines, and finally found ourselves at the back.
"The cul of the cul-de-sac," said Eamon.
At the back, there was a gate, and the gate was locked.
"That is it," said Eamon. "Of course it is locked."
There was a button on the front that looked like a speaker. Eamon pushed it, and a crackling voice came out of the intercom.
"Password?"
Eamon raised his eyebrow and looked at me, mouthing, "Password." I shrugged and said, "I don't know." And the door buzzed open. I was starting to think that not knowing things wasn't so bad. So that was chapter 21. Again, a short one. Maybe this is like a period of short chapters. I don't know. I'm interested in chapter length. I'm exploring. I read a thing that suggested chapters should be more uniform in length. So I'm going to think about that. I would love your thoughts about that too. What do you guys think about chapter length? I know I've asked you about particular chapters, but I would love your thoughts in general about how you feel about how long a chapter should be or how long you want it to be. So that's a question. My other question is, how do you feel about this character that you've just met, Miss Axis?
And if you have predictions about where we're headed and what's going on from here, I would love to hear those too. So as we go along, and that's true kind of throughout, if you have ideas about what you imagine is going to happen next, I would enjoy hearing those ideas. So the way to do that is you can email me at leandralibrary@gmail.com or call the phone number, which is 646-847-8758. And I will see you all next time for chapter 22.